Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
I love that today vision is cast. And I love that as we look back over the last few years, 2016, here at Christian Ministries Church, Jesus is Lord. That vision was a great, great vision for our church. We spent the year focusing on the fact that people can go to church for years, give time, give money, even become a vital part of the church and never make Jesus Lord. And so we spent the year doing everything we could to get people to see that Jesus has to be Lord. The life of a Christian is not one of just going to church. There's got to be a crucifying of self and a dying of self and a resurrection with Jesus, a new life. Lordship is when you want to do one thing. I mean, in the flesh, you want to do one thing and you go, whoa, wait a minute here. It's not about my will, God. It's about yours. See, we got to have Jesus as Lord. 2016, huge step forward. Huge. That's a big word in America today. For members of Christian Ministries Church, 2016 began to wind down and 2017 was facing us. Well, where do we go now as a church? As we looked into the Word, there just really seemed no choice. When you make Jesus Lord, the next step is you grow in that Lordship. You grow stronger and stronger. 2017, Job 17, 9. The righteous keep moving forward and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. The righteous, church, are not perfect people. They're not perfect people. The Bible teaches when the blood of Jesus is applied, it puts you in right standing with God. And so we are only righteous because of Jesus. And so we get to the point of understanding, yes, we're not a perfect people, but when you make Jesus Lord, you have right standing. And then you start growing in the things of God stronger and stronger. In 2017, for Christian Ministries Church members, it was a year truly, I believe, of strengthening, growing stronger and stronger. Many people faced adversities, different stories in 2017. But know this, the vision of strengthening ourselves in the Lord was of prime time for Christian Ministries Church. So what's the next step? What's the next step? The Bible speaks to everyday life by teaching us how to live every day. Every day. As citizens of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of this world. And you got to know there's both of those happening in our society. There's the kingdom of God that we can live by as Christians, or we can submit to the kingdom of this world. Sermons over this next year will need to address some questions that we need to know as a church. Where are we today in this culture? First question. Where are we today? I mean, just think about our culture that we live in. Where are we today? And the second question is, where is God's thinking? And what is His thinking that is different from where we find our culture at today? The mission of the church is to bring the culture that we see today and bring that into the kingdom of God. That's what we are to do. The church's job is to bring His will on earth as it is in heaven. If you were here on Sunday, we talked a lot about that last Sunday. But where is the thinking of our culture? It's no surprise that we see the culture in a lot of ways off base with God, do we not? I mean, really, when you start looking at the culture, you oftentimes are watching what's going on, and then you ask yourself the question as a Christian, what does God think about that? I mean, I see the news and I go, what does God think about that? I see what we're okaying in our culture. What does God think about that? What's He thinking? Through the eyes of a lot of today's Christian, our culture is what's identifying Christianity. And I want you to know that's the furthest thing from the truth. It's shocking that our culture seems to be shaping what people see as God's thinking. Let me repeat that because that was profound. It's like the culture is shaping what people see as how God thinks. The culture cannot shape our thinking on what God's thinking. But that's what we're seeing happening. The culture is shaping Christians' view of God. And it's just, I'm sitting here going, whoa. We still have a very large percentage of Americans who are members of and go to church on Sunday. But our culture, as we look at it, it's shocking. You see the polls and what those in church are viewing as acceptable behavior. Whoa. To see members of a church stand for things that God identifies as sin. And God says he will judge, and not only that, his wrath is against. To see members of the church stand up and actually be for abortion. Come on, we just got to talk about what's going on in our culture. To see members of the church for same-sex marriage. Well, I don't care. What's it have to do with me? That's what Christian people are saying. See, the culture is shaping what we think God's thinking. For members of the church to be for gender identity and choice. For members of the church being for cohabitation outside of the union of marriage. For members of the church to see Christians using profanity on a daily basis. The list goes on and on of things this culture today approves of and God says he hates. Not only does God hate these things, his wrath, his judgment is loosed. And see, you got a big percentage of the church standing on them, accepting them as the normal and even embracing them. Boy, I'm telling you, as we look back at 2016, Jesus is Lord, 2017 getting stronger and stronger. Where do we go? See, we want members of Christian ministries to live a blessed life, an abundant life with peace, fulfillment, contentment. And if you're a member here, our prayer is that you have a powerful prayer life. The presence of God is real for you on a daily basis, not just Sunday morning, but every day. As a member here, the power of God's presence and his ability to pour himself out on you is available every day in your life. And so we're praying that we got to make sure that the culture isn't shaping our thinking. The culture can't shape our thing. We made Jesus Lord. We got stronger and stronger. And now in 2018, if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Peter. If you have your phone, turn to 1 Peter. I don't know if you can turn your phone, but you can turn it on and go there. Some of you have an iPad. 1 Peter chapter 1, our verse for Christian Ministries Church this year. But now, 1 Peter 1:15, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say you must be holy because I am holy. Our 2018 theme, church, this year is holy generation. Holy generation, 1 Peter 15 and 16. Romans 6, turn there with me. Romans 6, verse 20. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. How many of y'all remember that time in your life? You don't have to raise your hand. But when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do the right thing. I find people right now in our Christian culture living a life that they believe lets them do whatever they want. Well, when that is the case, that you're living life doing however you want, that just tells me real quick you're a slave to sin. Because when you're a slave to sin, you're free to do whatever. You don't have an obligation to do what's right. You do whatever you want when you're a slave to sin. Verse 21, what was the result? You're now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you're free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. A holy generation. That term is used a lot, generation. The generation, the different generations. And I think it's important that we get back to a word that we have left out of our language, and that is holy. If you saw the words in all of our worship this morning, our worship was pointing to God and his holiness and how awesome he is. He is a holy God. Hebrews 10:10, for God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Hebrews 10:14, for by that one offering he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. Come on, church, we are being made holy. Hebrews 12:14, work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Whew! Now there's a statement for you. Those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Nine times in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, the Bible says, be holy as I am holy. God's speaking to us, church. Be holy as I am holy. Ephesians 5:1, imitate God in everything you do. Imitate God in everything you do. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Come on, we're just going to get straight with some of what's going on in our society. Christians are intermingling with an environment and a culture that's shaping the way we view God. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them, I'll walk among them, I'll be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things. I will welcome you, and I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. That's a great statement. You know, God wants an intimate, personal relationship with you. And because we've allowed our culture to shape what we think God thinks, we've got Christians that are missing out on that personal relationship. That intimate relationship with the King of Kings. Throughout the Bible, God calls his people to come out from among unbelievers, to separate yourself, to not touch the filthy things of sin, and be holy. Now hear me today. Holiness is a big word. In fact, for years I traveled with a singing group. And as I did that, we sang in over 600 churches nationwide. And through that process, we sang in some churches. And down south, they have churches that are called holiness. There's an actual movement or a denomination called the holiness movement. You don't see that a lot in this area. But down south, it's very known, the holiness movement. And to some, holiness means certain things. And so if you're my age or older, you probably have heard a little bit about this if you've been in church your whole life. A holiness movement can mean to some people your hair's in a bun. The holiness movement can mean you wear black stockings, long shirts, no makeup, skirts only. Come on, that's a lot. I mean, we sang in churches that was the way it was. The fire of God had let loose in some of these churches, and I mean, bobby pins would be flying everywhere. To others, holiness is an attitude. And you've heard this, a holier than thou attitude. Come on, you're being holier than thou. What's that mean? You can't be holier than God, but God says, be holy as I am holy. And so, but to some, we separate ourselves so much that we all of a sudden don't speak into them. Know this, holiness is an attitude that we walk in. Holiness is a Bible attribute that we are to operate by as Christian, and it's very much, church, a scriptural mandate. The word holy occurs more than 600 times in the Bible. 600 times. The entire book of Leviticus is about holiness. God commands his people to be holy. It's a command. Leviticus 11:44, "For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy." In some circles, holiness is related to a series of don'ts. Now, I'm trying to explain this morning so we know where we're going and where we're not. See, holiness to some is don't do these things. Don't smoke, don't do drugs, don't dance. One of the guys that I used to listen to a lot, evangelist, said, when I get to heaven, he was raised Baptist. He said, when I get to heaven and find out it's okay to dance, I'm going to be mad at somebody. Because there are certain movements that say, no smoking, no drugs, no, don't do this, don't. And if you don't do all these things, you will automatically be holy. Well, know this, the Bible's not about a bunch of don'ts. It's about a bunch of be holy as I'm holy mindsets. And we've got this thing on a list of things that is about how we dress, how we don't do these things. For some, it's no TV, no movies, then I'm holy. For some, it's unattainable perfection. For some, it's reading the King James Bible only. Holiness. I can be holy if I'm King James only. For some, it's no co-ed swimming. I don't know what it is or what your understanding is, but we have taken the word holiness and we as a Christian people have arrived at an understanding that's not biblical. And I'm wanting to point this out today. The confusion has caused division in the church, arguing and division amongst God's people is not God's plan. So we've thrown out the topic, and years ago, because holiness caused so much problem in the church, in one way, we're going into this year, and you might be going, oh, this is a tough topic. No, this is the right topic. But for years, holiness has been left out of the teaching of the church. It's not being talked about because we've become a seeker-friendly environment. We've thrown the topic out. We never expect it. We never teach on it. We never mention it. We never require it in our membership. At our staff meeting in December, I shared the vision with our staff. And I was visiting with them afterwards, and we were just kind of, what do y'all think about this? And McKinley said something in our staff meeting that made me go, wow. And I hate it when young people say something that makes me realize how old I am. But that's what McKinley did. And she said, you know, Pastor, my generation doesn't even understand holiness. We don't even know what that means. We haven't talked about it. It's not been a word we've used. And so I've heard it used and I've heard it misused and misused and I've heard it taken out of the church and that's my understanding of it. But hers is we don't even know about it. It's not something that our generation even has ever talked about. And that really hit me. That 30 and under has not even heard of the teaching of holiness. The church has quit teaching on it. And therefore, we've got a society that has now conformed to the world's view of what God's supposed to look like in their minds. Accept every group, accept every idea, accept every desire, accept every feeling on a subject. The church doesn't want to run off any potential givers, so we become all about whatever you think. Come on in. That's where the church has gone. So now the lifestyle of a Christian looks just like the lifestyle of a non-Christian. And I got to tell you, that's not happening here. The lifestyle of a Christian looks totally different than the lifestyle of a non-Christian when holiness becomes how you operate. And we are going to be concentrating, building sermons around, speaking on holiness this year. See, we have a problem. The Bible clearly states over and over again that there is a call on the Christian life to be holy. To begin to understand holiness, First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. God's will is for you to be holy. That's not pastor talking. That's right out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. God's will is for you to be holy. So stay away from sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who don't know God and his ways. Never harm or cheat a fellow believer in this matter by violating his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins. And we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teaching, but is rejecting God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Paul uses the word holy here. And here's what he's saying. It's in contrast to a life of immorality and impurity. It's the exact opposite of. Unbelievers who live not knowing God and his ways is not the Christian. The main point, there is a different lifestyle the believer is to live than the heathen or the pagan lifestyle. Come on, church, we got to be set apart. I don't care what age you are. You profess Jesus, you're set apart. You operate different. You live different. The direction for 2018, this year, live holy lives, not impure lives. You must live as God's obedient children. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. If you go back one verse, our vision is 15 and 16 this year. But verse 14 says, you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. See, you didn't know any better then, but now you got to be holy. Come on, there was a season where Jesus wasn't Lord. We made Jesus Lord. Then we started getting stronger and stronger. Now, the encouragement, what we're saying for 2018, don't slip back into your old ways. Don't slip. I understand that there was an old lifestyle, but we got to live as obedient children. And we're not here to satisfy our own desires. Come on, each of us have our own desires, but we've got to die to that every day. I have desires, I have thoughts, and I have to crucify those thoughts on a daily basis. And you will have to do the same. Why? Because God's call for Christian ministries is to live a holy life. To live a holy life. Revelation 22:11. Let the one who is doing harm continue to do harm. Let the one who is vile continue to be vile. Let the one who is righteous continue to live righteously, and let the one who is holy continue to live holy. That's where we are, and we're going to continue to live holy. John contrasted the one who is holy with those who do harm and live vile. Come on, we can't look like the world. We have to look like the holy children of God that he has called us to be. We've strengthened ourselves. Now we're ready to go to a place that we may not have ever understood, but God has a purpose and God has a plan for your life. The word holy, you can see, is to live a life that looks different from the world. Live different from the world. A holy generation. Come on, we're raising different kids here. We're having different marriages here. We're living with an excitement for the things of God. I'm telling you, Vision Sunday, I pray when you walk out these doors this morning that you say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you that I'm a part of a church who says we're not going to get our understanding of you from a world or from a culture. We're going to get it directly from you through prayer, through your word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to live a life different from the world because we are called and we are a holy generation. We're a holy generation.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.